Hello everybody, welcome to the September 2023 Patreon Q&A. Thanks again to everybody who sent in a question, and we'll just get right into answering them. The first question is, hello, I love your work, thank you. My main question would be, what kind of fashion styles does Baxter appreciate slash like the most, and how would he feel about being with an MC who is a model? Baxter likes both extreme alternative clothes and like super basic traditional clothes, so like goth and suits, stuff like that. And he would not have a super strong opinion about them being a model. He'd be proud of them, of course, for any accomplishments they had, but he's not the kind of person who would be intimidated or especially amazed by like a really high-powered, high-earning career. The next is, when we contribute to the Kickstarter, how will submitting a name work? And if someone chooses the same name as us, will we get the opportunity to submit another name? And it works by you including multiple names from the start. You just like make a list of priority, like this is the main name I want. If that's already in it, use this name. If that's already in it, use this name. And you can include however many you want. We can't let people change the name because what if the person before you who submitted it first then wants to change their name? And it would just become like a constant back and forth forever. So you just have to include all of the names you might want to have, and we won't tell you if your first pick got in or if someone chose your first pick and your second pick went in. Or if your second pick got in because someone else happened to choose it. Next is, how would the love interest from Our Life 1 and Our Life 2 react to their partner getting them a shirt that says, I love my girlfriend as a gag gift, and would any of them actually wear the shirt in public of their own volition? I can't answer for Our Life 2, but for Our Life 1, all of them would probably find it, you know, varying degrees of funny and cute. Derek would definitely wear it of his own choice. Cove would be pretty shy about it, but he might be willing to do it on his own. He definitely would if he was asked. Baxter would be the most hesitant. He'd be willing to wear it as pajamas, but it would definitely take some discussion to get him to wear it out in public. And next is, what is Cliff, Noelani, and Pam's relationship like in Step 4 without the kids present? Are they pretty close, or do they more so exchange pleasantries and leave it at that? They are still very close. They are friends. They're definitely friends, and they hang out and spend time together, and they're each other's main company, especially after the kids leave. Next is, hi, I've said it before, but I recently became obsessed with your games and want to say how great they are and how big of a comfort they bring to my life. And thank you very much for leaving that nice comment. The next question is, hi, I absolutely love the soundtrack to the first game. I found it's great background music. Do you have a favorite background track? And if so, what? I don't think I can pick a favorite. I like a lot of them. Nostalgia, lovely, relaxed. I like most of them, honestly. The next question is, question time, yay. First off, I just want to say how important your games were for me in my transition journey, especially post-op surgery. It was really nice to see that my character could have scars just like me. Oh, thanks, I'm really glad that was able to make you happy. And onto the question, it says, what are the leads most afraid of? I'm guessing you mean Our Life 1, probably? If it is for Our Life 2, I can't answer right now, so that's why I'm going to answer for Our Life 1. Ko's biggest fears are change and losing things that are important to him, and Derek's is being a failure and letting people down, and Baxter is afraid of getting hurt because he'll try and get close to someone and then they won't end up actually liking him. Or they'll get tired of him, or you know, the more they know him, the harder it is for them to get along and things like that. It is kind of a silly question, but in All Life 1, what are the tiny particles zipping around? Are they specks of dust illuminated by the light, or little gnats flying around, or something completely different? And it is just like little dust and stuff that's just in the air. It is, hi, I've always related a lot with Miranda. I love her design and personality. She is so cute. I'm glad you think so. I was wondering if you had any thoughts on the reason she invited the MC and Cove to her birthday party in Step 2 before they really became friends. Was it an invite everyone in the class type of tradition, or did she choose them specifically? And it was an everyone in the class type of thing, where her family wanted to invite as many people as possible to the big party they were throwing for their daughter. The next question is, who's been your favorite character to write in Our Life 2 so far? Well, obviously it's Tamarack and Sho. My favorites are the ones that I make the leads, but besides them, I've really liked writing all the characters, honestly. The next question is, I was curious about how much of RL2 you have planned at this stage. It's pretty early in development, so are you playing it by ear where future scenes are brainstormed when you get closer, or do you have a vague idea for future moments and scenes? It is not that planned. Like, I have ideas for step 1 and step 2, but step 3 and 4 are really vague right now, with just a few small, like, general things that I know are gonna have to happen. The next question is, okay, so we know Baxter loves to get dolled up in a crisp, tailored suit, but how about something lacy and frilly? Because the boy is seriously pretty. Any lingerie in his closet? Does he know how to dance in heels? Baxter would wear a lacy and frilly shirt, but he wouldn't wear, like, a skirt or a dress unless it was, like, specifically asked for by his partner. He does own lingerie, and he can dance in, like, smaller heels, just, like, a 1 inch or something, but not anything, like, really, like, a striking heel. I'm glad you think he's pretty, though. Next is, with Sho being gender fluid, will they ever experiment with she, her, or strictly he, him, and they, them? They only use he, him, and they, them. There's never a point where they want to use she, her. That's something they know for sure isn't their pronoun. And are any of the characters interested in mythology? And if so, which ones? Personally, I'm fond of Greek/Roman. Probably Tamarack and Baxter might have an interest in mythology, also likely Greek and Roman, but it's not a particular trait of any character that I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe later on in development for Our Life 2, some character will end up liking it, but who knows. The next question is, how did you come up with the idea of the moments mechanic? Do you ever get frustrated by the limitations of telling a story in a non-linear way through moments? I came up with that feature because I didn't want it to be linear. I very intentionally wanted it to be just sort of days in the life that you could do in any order. And that's actually always been my style. The first game I made was this little interview my characters game where it was like these separate stories for different characters that you could do in any order. And then another game I made was also just sort of events that happened on a day and you could do most of them in any order. And even the ones that were kind of linear had events in between them that could be done in any order. And it's just basically my preferred way of doing things. I think having a single linear story is a lot harder to do. It's more of a challenge and less of my preference. But there are some cases where you need to have a linear story, and it's something I do want to be able to do well in the future. And next, we have two questions that are about the same thing. And it's, which step of life do you enjoy writing the most? And thank you for hosting these Q&As. I look forward to them every month. My question is, which step would you say has been the most fun to write, generally speaking? And thank you. I'm glad you enjoy the Q&As. But I don't know. I struggle to really remember what it was like writing those earlier steps. I don't think my favorite was step 4, because that is just one long linear event, and I prefer the ones that are divided into moments, but I just can't recall step 1 and 2 well enough to sort of compare it to step 3. The next question is, hi Jimmy Patch folks, how are you? I don't know everyone's name, so I hope everyone is doing well. It's the first time I have a question to ask. In short, I really love the designs of the game. If possible, send my compliments to the artist. I especially love the love interest and their different hairstyles. In R-Life 1, I had my favorite, so I always chose. But in R-Life 2, it's impossible for me to decide. I said I was going to let the love interest decide between each step. That's when I wondered, do they really choose or is it random? I mean, will the choices we make impact the hairstyles? Thanks again for all your work. My savings are ready for the Kickstarter. See you and have a nice evening slash day. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that you want to support the Kickstarter. Right now in the step 2 preview we're creating, their hairstyles are determined entirely randomly, but I do want to come up with some system to determine which one you get through gameplay so it's not entirely random, but I don't know what exactly it will be yet. The next question is, what is your favorite type of character trope to write? Is it the angst slash dramatic kind like Baxter, or maybe the fun loving energetic type like Derek? Thank you. And I gotta say, my favorite type of character to write is what I would call flaws forward characters, where they are very much in your face with qualities that are not positive. And a lot of times that could mean they're a jerk, but it could also just mean they've got a bad attitude that's not actively mean, but still definitely not positive. And yet they're so amusing or intriguing that writing them is just a great time. Like, it could be Cove in step 1, where he's just grumpy and sensitive. Or it could be like any one of the asshole characters from Exox or Droplets, who are just jerks all of the time, and it's very funny. Or it could be a character like the guide or Lou from Lake of Voices, who have terrible dispositions and are not doing anything really nice or particularly good, but are just so interesting and mysterious, and they have all this stuff going on behind the scenes, and it just makes them very fun to write. Secretly, there's a character in Project W who I think might be my favorite character I've ever come up with in anything, and that is a very, very flaws-forward character. I can't wait to actually start writing them. It's probably going to be very obvious who it is, because they are the worst person in the world when they show up. Okay, and the next question is, how did slash would Derek react to Baxter being the MC's partner in the Baxter timeline slash route, mind you? He would think that's a little bit odd, but he'd have an easier time accepting it than, like, Cove would. So he'd just sort of be tentatively supportive, where as long as the MC was happy, he would be going along with it, but he would be very prepared for anything to go wrong with this guy. The next question is, would Baxter consider growing a mustache or something when he gets older? He doesn't strike me as a full beard type of guy, but I could perhaps see him having a gentlemanly mustache at some point. Lol. And you're right, Baxter would never have a full beard. Maybe very late in life he might have a mustache, like 60s or 70s, but in general he does like to be clean-shaven. Next is step 4 Cove's hair canonically more straight or wavy? Cove's hair does have waves in it. Is, once again, I want to say thank you for your work, and I'm extremely excited to see how R-Life 2 develops going forward. Take as much time as you need. Thank you very much. Omit my questions if they've been asked before or you can't answer them at the moment. 1. If the player selects for their relationship to be crush with Tamara or Cho, will either of them be able to tell the player reciprocates their feelings whatsoever? And that would depend on the step and the MC's behavior. But it is at least theoretically possible that at some point in the game, the love interest will be able to notice that the MC likes them before they've actually come out and said it. And there's a second question, but unfortunately I can't really answer it because I haven't written enough of the game to know for sure, and it's not something I'm 100% planning on right now, so we'll just have to see. The next question is, thank you so much for making these games. They really helped me going through stressful times over the past couple years. Oh, I'm really glad they could bring you some happiness. And I started playing Our Life 1 just before the Step 3 Moments DLC came out, and I've been hooked since. If the Our Life 1 boys planned dates for the MC, what would be their go-to date ideas? I'm thinking that Cove's would probably be a picnic on the beach, but I'm always curious about Derek and Baxter's. Again, thank you. And I can't go into too much detail, but Cove's would be stuff like let's go to the beach or go to like a nice open outdoor area and spend time together, or even let's do something nice at home, or let's go to some place we both already know and like, or let's try something new that's entirely random because I don't always do everything that's the same. Derek would be like, let's play a sport, or let's play video games or watch movies and get takeout. Baxter would be like, let's have dinner, or go dancing, or go to a museum, or see like a live performance theater type of thing. The next question is one I shortened a bit, but hopefully will still cover the main point. Hello, considering the themes of Our Life 2 relates a lot to gender, figuring yourself out, and such similar aspects, say I either have an MC that identifies as female but presents in a more masculine way, or an MC that identifies as male but presents more feminine, gender non-conforming basically, would there be a chance in the future when gender-questioning characters begin to figure themselves out for them to ask how the MC came to figure out their identity? Or do most people in the world of Our Life 2 just not think of clothes the same way real-life society does? And I'm afraid there's very little chance the game will be able to decide what is masculine and what is feminine clothing and then compare that to the gender your character has defined for themselves and then have that come up in the script. The clothes and hairstyles will just have to be clothes and hairstyles that you pick because you like, and we won't be able to make any judgments about them. Because there's just so many options and very few of them are so distinctly male or female. You know, if you wore one thing that was kind of feminine, but then all the others weren't, we wouldn't be able to track that. So we'd have to have an even more complicated system that was judging your entire look from hair to accessories to clothing. And I'm afraid it just would never happen. The next question is, hi, I just want to say I love your work. The Our Life games have easily become some of my favorites. Thank you. I'm not sure if this question has been asked or not yet, but in Our Life Now and Forever, let's say you have one of the main leads as your crush and the other as your best friend. Is there ever gonna be a part or something where you tell the other about your crush on them? Hope you're having a great day. Thank you. I hope you are too. And yes, that will happen. I don't know if it will happen in every single step, but there will at least be some scene, sometime, where you can talk about the crush you have on one of the leads to the other leads. The next question are from two people who are wondering the same thing, and that's, will Baxter be romanceable in Our Life 2 as well, and will Baxter get a DLC in Our Life 2? Thank you for all your hard work. And he will not. Baxter will not be getting another romantic story. I'm afraid he's just a fun cameo in Our Life 2. The next question is, extremely excited for the Kickstarter. Thank you for the hard work y'all have done so far. These games truly hold a special place in my heart. Well, thank you very much. As for my question, you mentioned pet names for couples in a previous Q&A, so I was just wondering whether Joe or Tamarack would have a pet name for the MC as well. And yes, they can call the MC by a pet name. You can choose it yourself, or they might have like one they suggest based on your relationship or past experiences, but I haven't gotten that far in the story, so I don't know what that might be like. The next question is, hi, love Our Life and looking forward to Our Life 2. Thank you. Not sure if this has been asked previously, but I was wondering how the core members of GB Patch got into making VNs and picking up skills along the way. And I can only answer for myself. Nobody else answered these questions. So I got into making VNs because I like reading VNs a lot myself, and I thought it was the only game genre I could actually maybe make. It seemed like it'd be pretty easy, and I wanted to make a little story about my Harvest Moon OCs. Next question is, curious whether you have / are already considering including disabled characters in your games. And I definitely would like to. So far it's just been a lack of confidence to write it accurately and not have it feel like super tropey and bad, or just like included for like the sake of including it and making it feel really natural and normal, and I just have been worried that I wouldn't do it well. I do hope to be able to do it at some point though. The next question is, what do you get inspiration for first, the world you make or the characters you create? Just want to see how your creativity works. And the very first thing I always come up with is the tone, the genre, the general experience that I want people to be having, the feelings that I want them to have through this game. Like, what kind of story do I want to write? Will it be something scary or funny or heartwarming, whatever? And then I come up with a world that can facilitate that kind of vibe. And once I have that, then story and characters start coming next. And I'll start fleshing out the world to go with the story and characters. The next question is, overall, between Tamarack and Cho, who do you think fans like romantically more? Is there an obvious difference? And I'd say Cho is the more popular one. They've got a very charming personality and tend to win people over because that is their goal early on in the game, and then also with their step 3 self. So far they've definitely been the popular one, but I also think once there's more of the game to play, people will come to like Tamarack more too. The next question is, I was wondering, are voice nicknames going to be available to be chosen by Kickstarter donors? No. The voiced nicknames are there to sort of even the playing field. They're not there to be specially chosen by one specific person. They're there for everyone to basically decide on and to make as many people as possible happy. So there will be no way to get your own personal voice nickname. But you can still get your actual name voice, so that's the main thing. The next question is, might be an odd question to ask, but have you always been writing? Was writing something you picked up when you became interested in VNs? Also, would you mind sharing any thoughts you have about writing VNs? Like, is there certain challenges to it? Is there a specific approach that makes it different from other styles of writing and whatnot? Thanks. For the first part, I did only start writing for VNs. I had literally written nothing in my life until I decided to write my first visual novel. But for the second part, I don't really know. I'd need to think about it for a lot longer, and it'd have to be a much lengthier response, so I don't think that's a question I can answer in this kind of Q&A, I'm sorry. The next question is, hello, I would like to thank you for the multiple wonderful games you've made. Well, thanks. Firstly, I was wondering if there's going to be DLCs for side characters in Our Life 2. And right now, the answer is no. I'm not planning on that. It's not part of the timeline. It's not impossible. And if there was a DLC, it would be for Renee. But it may or may not ever happen, depending on how long the base game takes. Secondly, I was wondering when we could suggest a name to be voiced for Our Life 2. Would they be through Kickstarter or a specific Patreon tier? And the Kickstarter will be the way to get a voice name. I don't think I'm gonna make it available through Patreon this time around. And the next question is, and this would be my last set of questions, how would Baxter and Derek feel if MC tried to play matchmaker and find them partners with personal friends they know about? This would be their adult selves. Also, did Liz ever end up with anyone romantically? And honestly, both Derek and Baxter would not appreciate someone trying to play matchmaker for them. It'd make them pretty uncomfortable, and they would prefer that not to happen. And I do think Liz probably did get into a relationship later in life. Next question is, okay, this is something I've been a little curious about. Does GB Patch mean anything? Like, what's the origin behind the name? And it is just old usernames I went by online combined together because I needed to decide on one name to go by, and I went by like a couple different names on different sites, and I just came up with this, which combined a couple of them. And when I first started making games, it was just as a hobby, and well, now it's my company name, and it sounds kind of non-specific enough that no one would question it as clearly not a real name, but it was just nonsense, basically. It doesn't mean anything. The next question is, do you ever think that at some point you would consider making a one-off moment spin-off where you can get to know Cliff more and potentially attempt to romance him? Also, your works have been such a big inspiration for me. I'm so excited to keep supporting and seeing where the new Our Life game goes. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, there won't ever be a moment about Cliff. I like him a lot, and if it could magically appear, I would love for that to happen. But unfortunately, I will definitely not have time to create that. Sorry, Cliff. The next question is, I think you mentioned that you can only be best friends with either Tam, Michaud, but not both. Is it possible to be best friends and dating slash in love slash married? Thank you. And yes, you can date or marry the person who you have titled as your best friend if you want to. But yes, it can only be one of them. They can't both be your best friends. Because the point of best friends is to choose that it's the better friend out of the both of them. The next question is, what is the biggest challenge you've had when making visual novels? Fun challenges or difficult challenges? Honestly, probably dealing with storefront stuff, like making the pages and uploading the builds and doing releases, and also making the builds themselves. It's always very stressful and hard to do, and luckily I have a lot of help with that now, so it's no longer much of a challenge, but before, it was always the worst part. The next question is, will important Our Life 1 characters make cameo appearances in Our Life 2? I'm afraid not. Baxter is there, but Cove and Derek and the MC won't be there. And neither will any of the other side characters. Baxter is the only one I have planned to show up from Our Life 1. The next question is, what is the story behind Xavier and Nicholas meeting again? Is it simply that Nico happened to walk into their bakery and he recognized them, or is it something else? I love both characters so much, so it's funny to imagine something like this. Thank you, and sorry if this has been asked before. I'm glad you like them, and It happened where Nicholas did just randomly go to this bakery one day, but Xavier was the one who recognized him because of his wild hair and those hair clips. And they were like, "Were you that kid from the boardwalk? I used to paint faces there." And then he was like, "Oh yeah, you're that person who painted faces." And that's how it happened. The next question is, does it feel weird to have finished writing content for Cove / Our Life One in general after so many years of working on it? And I don't know, not really, because so much of making a game is not writing it. It's like programming and marketing and doing stuff with the storefronts, and that is still happening to a degree. Like, I'm still working with the art book designer and, you know, making sure those pages are done and they have everything they need, and there's still some bugs to fix, and I still want to make it available on other storefronts. So even though I'm not writing, it doesn't really feel like it's completely gone. So maybe someday when I'm truly doing absolutely nothing for Our Life One, I might feel weird, but even years from now, I'll still be marketing it for like sales and stuff and maybe doing merch. And so I feel like it's never really gonna go away. Next question is, I'm not sure if this counts as asking about future assets, but if it does, you can ignore me. Is there a possibility of getting certain NPC doll features to use for the MC? Things like Mrs. Murray's freckles, Mrs. Lynn or Baxter's shade of dark blue / gray hair, hair sparkles like Tama, or maybe other things the players would want? Thank you. And for most of them, the answer is no. There won't be more hair colors. You won't be able to have hair sparkles. Maybe there will be other freckle styles that are more like Mrs. Murray's. But mostly the NPC features will stay unique to them. The next question is, since it's not really shown in-game, how would 19-year-old Baxter react to the MC announcing they got engaged to Cove at the end of Step 3? I imagine he would be outwardly supportive at least, but he would feel skeptical or pessimistic about it considering they're only 18 at the time. And that's basically how it would go. Baxter would think that's very dramatic and hasty, but, you know, he would decide, you know, that's not his business. He's leaving after the end of summer, and while he hopes the best for them, in a way it would seem kind of, like, poetically fitting for these, like, charming summer town people he saw to have this whirlwind romance, and it would feel almost kind of unreal to him. And he wouldn't really imagine what would happen in the future. It's almost like once he leaves, you know, they had their happy ending and he will never check in to see what happens next. The next question is, I hope this hasn't been asked before, but I recently got into attachment theory, and is Baxter fearful avoided? Not sure about the other two, but the whole hot and cold and abandonment issue and low self-esteem makes me think so. And I'm not an expert on that topic, but I would say, just based on like a general description, he probably does have that kind of attachment style. And the next question is, in Cove's wedding DLC, if you dated Baxter in Step 3, the first thing he says when he sees the MC and Cove in his office is how unfortunate. He then quickly picks himself up and reassures the two that it's not their union that's unfortunate, and that he's happy to help plan their wedding. I was just wondering, what exactly did he find so unfortunate? Was it the awkwardness of the situation? Was he kind of dreading it for a second there? Sorry if this is a weird question. But thank you for your time and making these lovely games plus characters. Well, thank you very much. And it was definitely the sort of awkward reuniting after he had intended to never see them again, and that this is their sort of special moment, and it's, he thinks it's kind of ruined by it being him, and he's like, oh man, you know, this was something that was never meant to happen, and then it happened at like the worst possible time in the worst possible way. So that was what was unfortunate in his mind. However, if things ended on a positive note, even if you did do his step 3 content, then Baxter is fine with the reuniting happening and he's just sort of jokey about it. Next question is, I'm glad you've taken more days off. It's important to listen to yourself. Thank you. My questions are, what was the weirder stuff Cove won't tell us about that happened during his part-time job? When we asked, has anyone ever flirted with him while he's working? And honestly, I didn't come up with anything specific for that. It's probably just people coming onto him in even more explicit and like sexual or odder ways. And then it continues, also, how would Cove react if someone was flirting with the MC when they are working in the same place? And I can't really answer that question, unfortunately. It would depend on his personality and their dynamic and other things like that. And Edit got another question idea. Would Cove ever try skinny dipping? Thank you for your hard work. And he would not do that. He is willing to strip down to his boxers, but that's as low as he goes. The next question is, another month, another chance to simp openly for the art, lore, music, and development of GB Patch games. Thank you. My question is, do you GB Patch lady like romance as a genre? Be good at writing sweet and charming moments with the allies. Does the romance aspect of the script come naturally to you? And I do like romance as a genre. But that did not come naturally to me. It took me a very long time to actually attempt, like, a real, genuine, romantic story. The earlier ones I did were either, like, completely comedic, or the romance was super, super light and in the early stages. I doubted my ability to write romance for a long time, and Our Life was my first attempt to really go for it, and I'm glad it came together well. You know, I went all in on it and decided, you know, if I was going to do this, I was not going to, like, half-ass it or, you know, be embarrassed to write romance stuff, and I would make it really romantic, and I hoped it would work out, and I'm glad it did. But yes, I do like reading romance, and I've come to really enjoy writing romance, but for a long time I was scared to attempt it. Next question is, I find it hard to believe that Cove would have a full sleeve of tattoos by step 4. Boy can't sit still for too long, so having him sit there for hours for who knows how many days getting it done is something I can't picture. Also, he is sensitive. Can we get the story behind this, please? Did he get it done with the MC there to help, or a friend or family member with him? I need answers here, please. And Cove can deal with things if there's something he really wants. And he loves the beach and ocean, and he really wanted that water sleeve tattoo. His parents both have tattoos, and that's the only tattoo he was interested in having. And so he was able to make it happen, but he would have had people come with him if, you know, they had free time and were able to do so. And there's another question with this comment, which is, I think I know the answer to this, but still I'm going to ask, would Kyra and Cliff ever get back together after all these years if they are both free to do so? And the answer is no. Cliff stays single and Kyra finds a new husband eventually. Though if people want to headcanon that Cliff does get a new partner, they definitely can. It's just not something that ever canonically happens or is mentioned in the game. The next question is, hi, super excited for the Kickstarter next month. I can't wait to support the game. I just wanted to ask, what tropes in media do you personally enjoy most? Because in Our Life 1, you could play the MC and Cove as a very slow-born burn from indifference to fondness to a crush to love, or immediately have them be interested in each other. So it had me thinking of tropes like slow burn, friends to lovers, love at first sight, plus all the other fun stuff. What your preference generally was. And I don't have any preference in anything besides interactive games, like for movies or books or graphic novels. I have literally no opinion. It can be anything, and I'll give it a try, and it won't make me like it more or less. But I do have preferences for route types in, like, visual novels or interactive fiction or story-based games with multiple romance options. And the ones that I usually like are childhood friend types who are close from the beginning and they haven't admitted their feelings yet, but both probably already like each other or very quickly grow to have romantic feelings for each other. I also really like true equals, where it's either like they're both beginners and are learning and growing together, or they're both already very skilled and it's like, oh, I've found this match and either we're working together or like we're working against each other to prove who was better. And then I also like sort of the insider and outsider, and not like a forbidden love kind of thing. That's usually too over the top for my taste, but when it's like there's all these people who work at the same place and then one option who works at some other place, or everybody's a team going on this adventure and then there's this other character who just shows up sometimes. And I really like those characters because they usually have the most creativity and difference in how things go with their story just from the fact that they're not a part of the main group. And so those are just usually the ones I end up liking most out of a set of characters. And it continues and says, also in R-Life 1, did you want to implement the mechanic that's being worked into R-Life 2 with the relationships being able to shift mid-step, with the player being able to decrease a relationship in between crushes to just neighbors? Was it just too complicated at the time, or were you not really interested in doing that? Also, happy early birthday. I hope you can relax and eat some good cake if you like that low. Well, thank you very much. So, yeah, you can decrease relationship between steps, and then you can increase mid-step, but you can't decrease mid-step. So in between steps in R-Life 2, anything goes, and then in the middle of the step, you can only go up. And it was too complicated to do in R-Life 1, but also I just wasn't interested in doing it. Like, I made no effort to do it, and it's sort of like you have to go take things in steps. R-Life 1 was already such a huge step up in terms of customization between any game I've ever done before, and I already had hoped that there would be a second one, and so I was like, I'm going to have this system where you can start with any type of relationship you want and then have other relationships in the future. And that's as complicated as it's going to be. And if we can do that and continue to make another game, only at that point will I consider adding the extra complexity of going down in terms of relationships and being able to change it in the middle of a step as well. Next question is, when they met, was the tone between Opal and Yusuf flirty? I couldn't help picking up vibes. And Yusuf was being flirty. Opal was being friendly. Yusuf is the one who was interested right away and just sort of took a liking to her from first blush, and she's the one who needs some time to sort of get the hint. The next question is, hi, first, thank you so much for Baxter, the Oreo-themed disaster of a human. He's made an incredible impact on me and inspired me to write again. Well, I'm very glad you like him. And so I wanted to pick your brain on two little questions I have about the B-Man. My gregarious MC went abroad and made lots of friends at uni, and they introduced her to Eurovision. Do you think that adult Baxter would be bemusedly tolerant of it, or get into the dorky slash exuberant vibe if she shared it with him after they started dating again? And she would probably start out bemusedly tolerant and be like, I'm charmed that you like this thing, but he might eventually actually get into it more after a few years of watching it. Second is, when I was playing through the wedding DLC, I noticed that Baxter had his dusky gray hair again, but he still has his black hair in his DLC. Was there any reason why he stopped dyeing it, if not romanced? And that's, it must be some kind of typo or mistake, because Baxter's hair is the same in either one. If you can tell me the line you're thinking of that mentions it, it might just be like a poorly worded sentence. But he does still have dyed hair in the wedding DLC. The next question is, hello there. I'm curious if there will be a gallery feature in Our Life 2 similar to the one in Our Life 1 with the CGs for Cove Through the Years and the CGs of Baxter and Derek. And yes, there will be. We're still planning how we want that to look, and then we'll have to get assets for it. But there is already like a basic framework for a gallery, and there definitely will be one in the future. Next question is, quick question. In Our Life 1, if you're super friendly in step 2 to Jeremy, and you say you wish you could have been friends at the end of step 2, does Jeremy fear any regret towards the MC, etc.? Sorry if that's confusing. And no, he feels no regret. He doesn't want to be friends, and never will at that age, and he just thinks it's kind of annoying if he somehow made the MC sad that they weren't friends when he was so terrible to them. He thinks that's absurd, and he doesn't like to be made, like, he doesn't want to be guilted, and anyone feeling sad on his behalf is an offense to him, because he takes that as, like, they're trying to guilt him, even if it wasn't intentional. He's just got a very bad attitude in multiple ways. He also dislikes it when people try to make him happy by doing things that he likes. So, Jeremy's just a very sour person, unfortunately. The next question is, hi, super excited to see more of Our Life 2. I'm also glad to see you taking days off. I hope you're taking care of yourself. Thank you. My question, if you can answer it, is when does Tamara get her glasses? Does she need them in step 1 at all? Or does she get them sometime between steps 1 and 2? And Tamarack gets her glasses in step 1. You'll have to see how that goes in future updates. The next question is, one more question. In the Our Life 2 tutorial, you said you could potentially have a hostile relationship with Cho and or Tamarack if you're just neighbors. So you can have an actively negative relationship with them, as opposed to Our Life 1, where you could only really be uninterested in Cove, but not actively antagonistic. Totally understand if this isn't answerable at this time. And you can choose options to not like them at all and to be rude to them. I don't think Cho and Tamarack will ever be super actively hostile against you. It'll definitely just be the MC being mean towards them. But they won't necessarily be super attached to the MC if you're just neighbors either. Next question is, hello, I hope you and the team are all doing well. I was wondering what Cove, Baxter, and Derek's opinions on colored, or more specifically, black wedding dresses. And none of them would have an issue with the MC having a colored dress. Specifically for a black dress, Baxter would find that to be quite bold and dramatic, and of course he loves black. Cove would think that was more unusual, and black's not really his color, but if that's what the MC wanted, they could have it. And Derek would also think it's really, like, cool and kind of edgy and different, and he would be very down and supportive for that. But it's obviously also not his style. He'd just be thinking it's cool for them. The next question is, this was probably asked before, but what are Cho's and Tamarack's opinions on flowers? Also, I know Baxter likes ice cream sandwiches, but does he have a favorite ice cream flavor? And Tamarack and Cho both like flowers. I haven't given them a specific favorite flower, and neither of them super love flowers. They tend to like other types of foliage more. And Baxter has no favorite flavor of ice cream. He doesn't like ice cream enough to have a favorite flavor. The next question is, you guys seem pretty involved with fan feedback and responses. Have there been any that came out of left field for you? Characters that were more popular than you expected, or vice versa? Or something you thought was minor that the fans picked up and ran with? And I would say I'm surprised at how popular Baxter was, because he's such a weird and difficult man, but I am glad people ended up liking him as much as they did. And there's a line at the start of step one where you can call Kova Space Cadet, and people ended up really liking that. I used it in step two again, but I kept using it because people really got attached to it and calling him that, and so you could call him that in the wedding and in the step four bonus moment, because that became something people really were fond of that I hadn't originally expected. I was only really thinking about it in those first two steps, and then it really became a long-term thing. The next question is, will we have, in all F2, a character who cheers on our relationship with the love interest, like Lee in All Life 1? It was so cute how involved she got. And I'm not sure how involved the side characters will be, but probably by step 3, the other lead you're not romancing will likely be very supportive and cheering on your relationship. The next question is, I really hope you had a great birthday. Thank you. I remember you saying that Elizabeth is the type of person that wouldn't fall for someone that she grew up with. Is Baxter similar to her in that way? Would he not want to be with someone that has seen his awkward / spoiled brat phases? And technically, I guess the answer is yes, because he would not canonically end up with anyone from his childhood. But I don't think he is the same as Liz, where he sees everyone he grows up with as like a sibling or like a cousin. I guess it could theoretically be possible that he'd end up with someone he grew up with, because he wouldn't really mind if they had seen those different phases of his. The next question is, in All Life 2, can we become close with Baxter and Renee to the point where they think of the MC as a really good friend, even if it's just in step one? And maybe, well, you definitely can become a close friend with Renee later in the story. I don't know how close you can be as kids, and for Baxter, you can't become close really, because he's not around enough for him to really consider the MC a close friend. It'll mostly be you deciding that you really like them, but I guess we'll see what happens much further on in the story. The next question is, did Cove move far from his old home when he and Cliff moved to Sunset Bird, or was it really not that far from where they used to live? And it was not actually that far. It just felt like, so big, because it meant leaving his home, leaving his school, and being in a place that to a kid he couldn't walk to anywhere that was familiar. But in the grand scheme of things, it was not that far away. Like, his old home might be as close as like 45 minutes away. Next question is, in our life, one of the MC can have or state that they have crushes on other people like Cliff or Shiloh. In All Life 2, will something similar be a thing? Like, could the MC just start crushing on Devin or Mrs. Lynn? And yes, you will be able to pick who you have a crush on, and you can pick other characters in the cast besides just the two leads. And lastly, did Baxter ever do like a black and white split die, and any of the other allies from any game do crazy die jobs like Baxter did? Baxter never did a black and white split. And to keep this a little bit easier to ask, I'll only answer for the other two All Life 1 leads, and neither Derek or Cove would do a crazy die job. The last question is, did Cho like the hug when you do it in the prologue? I am sorry, I'm not good with telling stuff like that. And yes, Cho liked it when the MC hugged them. They just weren't really expecting it, because they tend to not have people be that fond of them that quickly, even though they want to be friends. They were just surprised it worked out so fast and that the MC was already being so affectionate. But they definitely considered it a good thing. And okay, that's the whole Q&A. Hopefully I didn't miss any questions. I tried to answer, as much as I could. Thank you to everybody who sent something in. Hopefully that was fun to listen to, and I'll be back again with next month's Q&A. Take care, everybody!